Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot. Today, we're unpacking Google's latest efforts with EU regulators, Apple's AI ambitions and legal challenges, plus Snapchat's strategic acquisition. First up, Google is proactively overhauling its search results to navigate European Union regulations and avoid a hefty fine under the Digital Markets Act. This follows a charge from the European Commission accusing Google of unfairly prioritizing its own services like shopping, hotels, and flights. Google's latest proposal, according to Reuters, includes a dedicated vertical search service box at the top of the search page. This box would offer the same format and features as Google's own, providing three direct links for hotels, transport, and dining, chosen by the VSS. Meanwhile, Google has reportedly withdrawn from a multi-year payment agreement with the Public Interest Publishers Alliance, a group of Australian news publishers. The deal committed Google to paying millions to the publications over 5 years. However, sources suggest the arrangement was structured as a rolling annual agreement rather than a fixed-term contract. Shifting gears to Apple, the tech giant is reportedly exploring a potential acquisition of Perplexity AI. This internal discussion, involving key figures like Adrian Perica and Eddie Q, signals Apple's drive to significantly deepen its AI capabilities. While preliminary, it highlights Apple's strategic focus in AI. On a less positive note for Apple, the company faces a proposed class action lawsuit from shareholders. They allege Apple misled investors regarding its progress in integrating advanced AI, particularly into its Siri assistant. Filed in San Francisco federal court, the complaint claims Apple downplayed the time and complexity involved, impacting iPhone sales and contributing to a stock price drop. Finally, Snapchat has made a strategic acquisition, purchasing Saturn, a calendar-based social app. Saturn helps students manage class schedules and coordinate meetups, aligning perfectly with Snapchat's core teen demographic. With 80% of US high schoolers using Saturn in supported schools, this offers Snapchat a significant opportunity to deepen engagement. Snap aims to explore how Saturn's tools can enhance Snapchat's utility as a daily coordination hub for students. For now, Saturn will operate independently as Snap evaluates integration. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more AdTech insights.